are. Scott Haney, Channel 3.
Haney!
Haney!
Haney! Haney!
Oh my god. It's never gonna get old.
No.
Never. I love that.
Yeah, it's weird to
never.
Every time they throw it to you,
yes,
it should be like, and now to Scott.
I think the audience would tire of that so fast.
Oh no.
But, you know, then again, what do I know?
Right.
Because you're?
When I'm with you, I'm smiling.
Sing along with Scott.
Loading, loading your love.
Oh, boy. It's a musical today.
Your hand.
It won't stop either.
When I'm blinking.
When you're blinking?
Oh, my God.
You ever... You ever interview Anthony Michael Hall?
No, but I was told that's what they used to call me when I was 16.
Oh, I can see that. I can see that. A little resemblance.
Yes.
There. There's a resemblance.
They were like, you are Anthony Michael Hall. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah.
That's a great thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Especially
I had
back
a crush
then.
On him. I
recognized.
Gotta be honest with you.
Recognized.
His voice is a lot different.
Very deep now.
Yeah, it's now deep.
Is it?
Yeah.
When did you guys talk to him?
We talked to him yesterday.
Yes.
It was brief.
And the deepness of his voice threw AJ immediately.
Yes, yeah.
Can I play you the first 20 seconds of this interview?
Yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, please do.
Oh, all right. Here we go.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you.
Morning. Wow. It's totally different. See, now any girl giving their underpants.
What?
What was that?
I said, now any girl give their underpants to you. Remember 16 candles when you had her underpants?
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yep.
Oh.
Yep. Yeah. I know.
Hey, chill. Chill in the air.
Hey, yeah, I'm not you.
Oh, yeah. Man.
Did it get better?
No.
Not really, no.
No.
What was he calling for? Is he making an appearance or something?
He's in a movie about Roswell.
Yeah.
And
okay.
He lost his sense of humor.
The aliens took it.
Yeah, they did, yes. They gave us a pod person.
That would have been a good joke, actually. Did the aliens take your sense of humor?
Okay, got it.
Wow.
Yep.
That, you know what? You had as much fun with him as I had with Emily Osment the other day.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, she
what
was
happened?
A little cold, I got to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like, just be nice. I mean, she was nice. Don't get me wrong.
Who is that?
She's the one on Georgie and Mandy's first wedding or first marriage or whatever the hell it's called.
Is she related to Haley Joel?
Yes.
Osment?
Okay. Yes.
Sister?
And we were not allowed to ask questions.
Gotcha.
Oh, really? They gave you rules?
Yeah.
Yeah. The rules came.
Right before the interview.
I'm looking at Anthony Michael Hall right now. He's, he looks different.
Yeah. He aged. Yes.
He did age. I mean, he's not ugly, but he's not what he used to look like.
He's not 1986.
Right.
Anthony Michael Hall.
He's not
Johnny B. Goode.
No.
He's not Johnny B. Goode.
No.
Yeah. Or on Reacher. Yes.
I was just thinking about all the questions AJ could have asked him. Like, you know, what was Kelly LeBrock like? You know.
Right. Can we just go back? Who was he on Reacher?
He was on Reacher.
The most recent season.
Yeah.
Was he the father of the son?
Yep.
You are that was Anthony Michael Hall?
I know.
Epiphany.
Yeah. That should be every time.
Yeah, every time. Never ever would have guessed that.
Wow.
See,
oh God,
you watched him and you didn't even know it was him.
I had no idea.
No. Oh my God. That's incredible. Wow, good for him. He's still acting.
Yep.
Well,
he did a good job.
It was a big role.
It was a big role. He did a good job.
He did a great job. That was the best part, baby. We complimented him for a minute.
As long as you put the words in front of him, he's great.
Yes.
Right. He had no sense of humor in that movie either.
No.
Nope. He used it all in the 80s.
God.
Yep.
No, but did you see the joke that AJ was trying to make? Like, now that you have a deep voice, you would have no trouble.
Exactly.
Like, the trouble you had in 16 Candles.
Right. He was
you would never have
he
that trouble.
Right.
Now.
He did not want to be associated with his past.
Apparently
right.
not. No,
exactly. he was done.
Yeah. That's exactly what
we
happened.
We tried going there a couple of times, and it just was not flying.
No.
It's like when I said to Emily, I said, you know, you started doing a commercial for FTD Florists. You know, typically you'd go, oh, my God, you remember that.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got it. Thank
okay.
you.
Oh, man.
All right. Wow.
That's the thing. Don't do these if you don't want to do them.
Yes, exactly.
Don't make
exactly.
it our fault. Don't right. put us all through hell.
Yes, right. Sorry we knew you back when.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that's how they got here to begin with.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Everybody knows I'm like, okay, we're good. We are good. I've had a couple of those throughout the years, and they have just been horrific.
What are your top three?
Helen Hunt is the worst. No
really?
Matter what.
Yeah. Oh, that's sad.
She was the absolute worst. And any time Kara and I have a bad interview, we look at each other and go, Helen Hunt?
Yeah.
Whenever I have a dumb moment, right. I say, Ving Rhames.
Exactly right.
We'll play you that in a second. All right, so Helen Hunt. Who else?
Not because she was bad, but she hijacked the interview. Marlo Thomas.
Oh. Yeah, she's a talker.
Oh, my God. I had a little crush on her.
She is. Becky, our producer, is laughing. We asked her one question. She went on for 5 minutes.
Yep.
Oh.
We didn't get another question in.
Yep.
I was like, what is happening?
Did she just start talking about her project?
And her dad?
No, she was talking about St. Jude's, which, again, don't get me wrong, it's a great cause.
Yeah,
right.
Let us get a question in about your career and that girl and give us something to talk about.
That's the thing. They don't realize it's an exchange. You have to give us something for the folks listening.
Right.
All right, all of us. And then we'll get to what you want to talk about. This is a trade.
Your agenda.
This is you get free airtime because of your name, but you don't get to acknowledge how you got that name.
Right.
Exactly.
It's a trade.
It is.
Yes, and then I was not here for it, but I heard Nurse Jackie.
Oh,
what the heck's her name?
We were just talking about it.
Morning.
Yeah. What's her name? Carmela. Can't think of a name now.
No, Carmela was her name on Sopranos.
Yeah. Reach for here. I can't think of her name now.
Edie Falco.
Edie Falco. Yep.
Yeah, so I heard she was not very
what
good
film?
Either.
I wish no one helped.
You know, we're going to reenact that old lady just falling from the window.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
I'm going to park my truck next to the building and toss you off. But look, this one didn't survive.
What was that?
Nothing.
We have an Anthony Michael Hall soundboard
you,
that will taunt you forever.
I love
now.
That. I love that.
Oh, man.
Can I come work with you?
Oh, my gosh.
I won't take him up to room.
All right. So your three worst were Helen Hunt, Marlo Thomas, Nurse Jackie. Can we ask the listeners, like, what were our three worst?
Oh, boy.
Martha Wash has to be on there.
Martha Wash.
Martha Wash was good for me. She was a little low-key, but she was good for me.
She left here. After dropping a bomb on the show
right.
and went to you, and she was fine.
Yeah.
They had a conversation
totally
with the 48 minutes to get to Rocky Hill. It was, you cannot do that again.
Yes.
Yeah.
They reprogrammed her, and they gave her pills.
And you know, they asked her, she actually asked on the way to the car, in the car, she said, who's going to be interviewing me? And all they said was, hey,
we're on with Scott. Channel 3 weather. We're talking about bad celebrity interviews.
Yes.
We had a bump in the road yesterday with Anthony Michael Hall.
Big bump.
So yeah, Sky Haney says Helen Hunt, Marlo Thomas, and Nurse Jackie.
Yeah.
He wasn't there for Nurse Jackie, but
but
wasn't great.
Didn't go well.
Edie Falco.
Yes.
We have Anthony Michael Hall, Ving Rhames, Martha Wash, and let's see if we missed anyone.
Okay.
Derek?
Yes, I'm going to go for James Brolin from 2001. That was horrible.
Well, he came on 9/11 and said happy 9/11.
No.
It made national news.
It did.
Wow.
That was horrible.
Yeah, he chuckled when he said
horrible.
It, too.
Yeah. Gross.
Celebrate
the
day.
Go back in the closet with Streisand.
All right. Thank you, Derek. Don't talk about
terrible.
Barbara Streisand right now with Scott Haney on.
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
he'll reach through that phone and
Choke you out.
Reach through that phone and start singing Evergreen.
That's it.
Or Jingle Bells.
Hungry Man?
Good morning. No. I can't remember the guy's name. But he was a comedian, and he got you upset, Chad, because he came in, and right from the get-go, he was like, oh, it's great to be here with all you old guys.
Oh, that guy.
Yeah, that was a local, that was local, yeah.
Oh, local.
Yeah, it wasn't even a... Yeah.
It doesn't even register.
Yep. Right.
Greg.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
Hey.
Hey, how are you? A couple months ago, I can't remember exactly when, but I remember listening to the Vanilla Ice interview.
Yeah.
And that guy kind of...
It worked out, though. It was weird because it was like a commercial.
It was a plane that was about to hit the mountain, and we were able to pull it back up.
Yeah, there was a rescue there.
Really? Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. In the end, the plane landed.
Yes.
Yes. Thank you, though. You're right. I was breaking sweat.
It was rocky. It was rocky. First, yes.
Ted in Oakville.
Yeah. Another one that started out as a train wreck, and you guys pulled it back on the rails. Larry the Cable Guy called in. For an interview, and you started doing a bit with him. I think you had him, like, judging couples or something. He had no idea what you were talking about, and it went horrible. Yeah. And you actually called off you said, okay, thanks, well, and you let him go. Then he called back and said, what the F was that?
Right. And then, I remember that, yep.
I don't remember that.
And then the interview went great after that, and I was thinking, what a cool guy he was to call back like that, yeah?
Well, he wasn't cool at the moment.
Yeah.
He was PO'd.
Thank you, Ted.
Thanks for bringing up that.
I'm not taking any more calls. We've had too many.
Right. I actually just remembered.
Boy, I know, right?
I just remembered.
Good God.
What?
The one where the guy called in about, and he told you to just read the book, and then you hung up on him?
Not a celebrity. That was the author.
Right. Oh, okay. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah. But that was good.
The Ten Commandments of Grilling, I remember.
I love your memory, by the way.
Yes.
Scott.
Yeah.
Evergreen.
Oh, Evergreen. Yeah. Ah. Thanks, Derek.
He's got a phone call coming in.
Wow.
What's going on here?
Don't you ever make fun of Barbara Streisand.
No. Wonderful.
It's Babs. Wow.
Wow. I don't even know. I couldn't even name a song by her.
Jingle Bells.
Oh, yes, you can.
Oh, yeah, right.
Enough is enough is enough. I can't go on.
I can't go on.
Wow. Apparently.
You guys know the words and everything.
Yeah. Yeah. The choir.
Yeah. Just a bunch of great hits from that wonderful woman.
Do you have the Martha Wash handy?
I have the Vanilla Ice and the Ving Rhames.
Oh, my God.
Wow. It's amazing how fast he pulls them up like that.
Yeah.
Has me all the time.
I didn't know which direction we were going.
Has
I'm
all
sure
time.
I can find Martha. Hold on one second.
Oh, Martha. She was mundane. I will say that.
We would have killed for mundane.
Yeah, she was weird here.
she was bizarre.
I was so excited because she sings Everybody Dance Now.
Yeah,
Everybody Dance Now.
Yeah, it's a great song.
I'm like, oh, this is going to be great. I'm so excited.
Oh, yeah.
She sings the theme song of my life. It's Raining Men.
That's right. That's his ringtone, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Got to take a call.
Is this it? Don't you do that everywhere you go?
No, I don't.
She's looking at me.
Entrance music.
Like I am a moron.
I'm used to that look, though.
Mo. Are you annoyed?
I love that song. No, I'm trying to wake up.
Oh, oh. Gotcha.
Right, no problem.
Someone get her coffee.
How do you not think this is funny?
She's pacing herself.
See, I think this is hysterical.
You can't be depressed when that song is on. I'm sorry.
I'm smiling.
Still trying
I
to
think
wake
she's
up.
Gonna kill me. Okay, we get the point. And then somewhere down the line, I say, this is getting awkward.
Because she lied. So you were like, you know, they didn't credit you in this song. She's like, that's not my song.
Yeah, that's not me.
And we were like, what?
Yeah.
Right.
So now we're all like Googling. We're like, yes?
And now we thought she was a different Martha Wash.
Right.
What happened?
Fake Martha Wash.
Yeah. What happened? Oh.
And then we called Allison from the Richfield Playhouse. She gets on the phone. She's like, Martha, what's going
on? What are you doing?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? Yeah, yeah.
Ugh. Oh my God! Oh, what a nightmare!
Yep. Yeah. And then you got her.
It does sound
and then we
like
got her.
It sounds like I started it.
Yeah, yeah. You set her off.
Yeah. She doesn't look too happy.
Oh man,
it's a good time anyway.
Oh bum, boy,
bump, 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 bump,
bump. Oh, jeez,
what?
So the weather.
Yeah.
I'm starting to sweat now.
Weather is the bam, 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 bam. That's what you're gonna hear tomorrow when the thunderstorms roll in.
Oh yeah.
Bump,
oh.
Bump, 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 bump.
What time?
Between like 9 and 3.
Perfect.
I can hear so, the thunder.
Bump, bump, bump. Yeah, between 9 and 3, you can expect the possibility of some severe storms. Some people are throwing the T word around, so we're just going to be real careful. Oh, we're going to keep our eyes to the skies if they look
careful. The T is tornado?
Yeah.
Yes.
Damn, man. Damn.
So,
between 9 a.m. and 3?
Yeah.
Wow. Oh,
geez. It's a good chunk of day.
I'll be in the middle of the woods.
Right.
Oh, great. So just be careful. You know, keep it tuned. Keep the app handy, the Channel 3 app. It's a great resource. We'll help try and help you get you through the day. And then Sunday is much better. Cooler and breezy and delightful. And then cool next week, Memorial Day. Not looking good.
Oh. Yeah. Hopefully yeah, that changes.
Yeah.
Yeah, hopefully that changes. But it's looking cool and kind of cloudy and kind of showery.
Oh.
Ew.
Yeah, all we'll right. keep you posted.
All Are you right? getting a long weekend, though?
Memorial Day, yes, I am.
Yes, nice. All right, very good.
Yes, I'm introducing Jack to my high school friends.
All right.
Oh.
This right. should be good.
Yep.
Wow.
Is there a reunion?
No, well, my friend Sharon was opposed to this whole relationship, and we finally had a talk last week, and I said, Sharon, I've been with him for 2 years now.
Yeah.
Yeah, this isn't a conversation anymore.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, you need to get over it.
I'm right. like, come on, you gotta help me here. So she's like, all right, bring a Memorial Day.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
All right.
Good.
So that's what's going to happen. I'll keep you posted.
This is getting awkward. Yeah. Can't meet the
friends
now.
Nice.
All right, brother. Have a great weekend.
Yeah, man.
All right, you guys too.
All right, thank you. Big Rob in Portland.
Big yeah. Rob. Yeah. This is a weird one, man. Okay. I was in a passenger seat of my work truck going down, or actually we're going up I-91, and I looked at the car next to me, and there was a dude driving with a potato sack over his head with two holes cut out for eyes.
Oh, maybe incognito.
Was this in October?
It was a sad sack.
Oh. Around Halloween?
Right. No. This was years ago during the summertime. I thought it was the craziest thing. He had like nice dress pants on and like a tucked in button up shirt.
Right.
With a potato sack.
Maybe he just got sacked from his job.
Yeah. He was 10-2 on the wheel, just right. looking dead ahead with a potato sack with eyes cut out
right.
on his head.
Right. Wow.
Like that's pulled different. Like pulled tight around his neck too.
He so just thing escaped was like on a bondage there. Session.
Right. He escaped a cornfield.
I looked at my coworker driving. I'm like, dude, please tell me you see this. And he just looks over. He goes, huh? How about that?
Right.
That was how about that?
That was Mr. Corn. That was Mr. Cornhole. He came out of the game.
Isn't that special?
Wow. It's like a scarecrow that's just cool. came to life.
Exactly. Yeah. Right, and got a job.
Full suit.
Nice.
That's cool.
Yeah, that'll stand out.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's kind of creepy, like Children of the Corn creepy. Like, did he have an axe in the back seat?
he had something going on. There's no doubt about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's creepy.
Imagine just showing up at the like, bank to fill out a loan application.
Right.
With a potato sack on your head.
Yeah, you won't make that far.
I'm a farmer. I need a loan.
Right.
What could be the explanation?
Bad acne. Trying to avoid the bug.
Okay.
Trying to avoid COVID.
Elephant man.
Right.
Right.
How bad is your face if this is better?
Right.
Right.
I like potatoes.
Yeah.
I think he was probably live streaming.
Oh.
Maybe.
Right. Result of a bit of a dare? I don't know.
Right.
Why else did you wear that?
Why would you put that on?
My mind was fried. I don't know.
Huh. Look at that.
Yeah. There is some character that has the that has a potato sack for a head.
Let's just say a cop pulls you over.
Right.
Yeah.
Walks up to the car. So, I noticed you have a potato sack on your head.
Yeah, well, I got bags in my eyes.
Yeah. I didn't get any rest last night.
Salvatore in Stanford.
Hey, Salvatore.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Edo.
Desiderici. Hey, this is Salvatore. I'm here with my friend. If you guys don't believe me on this story, okay. All right. Basically,
had a witness.
We was on the 95. We're going down, enjoying it, you know, taking a ride to the smoke shop. And basically, in the middle of the 95, I'm seeing this woman. She's fucking riding the rails.
Hold on. Effing riding the rails.
Right.
Effing riding the rails.
She's F.A. riding the rails, all right?
Uh-huh.
And she hits this person in front of her. They pull over. They start arguing. You know, I pull over as well because I'm nosy. Of course, I want to see the whole situation go down.
Of course. Right.
And I pulled over, too. And in the midst of them arguing, this woman comes out. I mean, she's in a fucking nightgown.
Right.
Second time we had to hit dump on you.
Yeah.
All right, so the woman comes out. She's in a nightgown.
Nightgown, right?
Yep.
Yeah, with a long machete in her hand.
Oh, yeah.
She was shaving her legs.
Yeah. She had hairy legs.
Look, I'm telling you, it's a grown man she's chasing here.
Right.
Wow.
It's a grown man she's chasing with a machete.
Right.
And, you know, the only thing I could do is, well, I'm not going to call the cop. I'm not a snitch or nothing. So
of course
I'm just
not,
sitting there watching.
Yeah,
they're running to the fucking woods.
This is the third time.
I apologize.
I'm running out of dump.
I'm a potty mouth. I'm sorry.
And nosy.
Yep.
And nosy. That was the most craziest story ever. You know, and I'm telling you, her ankles was freaking ashy. You know, she hasn't lotion for days. You could tell.
Right.
It looked like she was ready to chop down the freaking trees right there.
Yeah,
right.
She was.
I
like
didn't want no business with that lady.
Public circumcision there.
Right. Won't be long now.
Yeah, she must be from Bridgeport or something.
A lady in a nightgown holding a machete, and you're looking at her ankles.
Right.
She needs some cream on her ankles.
I was looking at a lot more than her ankles there.
It's like, yeah, her legs are all ashy. She needs some black.
Yeah, she got a good back there, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Now, was this a woman you'd want to see in a nightgown?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Not with a machete.
Doesn't it make it hotter that she has a machete?
Yeah.
She's like hot and can defend herself.
Right. But ashy legs.
Way more crazy than my ex-wife, I tell you that.
There you go. Yeah.
She rubs her legs together. Sounds like a cricket.
Yeah, right. So it's a fire.
All right. And it's just... And is your friend listening now, your witness?
Oh, yeah, he's right here. Hey,
okay. I want you guys simultaneously to say, and this will verify your story, what color was the nightgown?
White. White.
They both said white immediately.
All right, so it's true.
Yes, sir.
All right. Wow. Very good. All right, you guys are in the running.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Sir. Thank you.
Thank you, man.
Now, if you win the tickets, who's going? You're going together?
Go to the nightgown.
Probably the woman in the white gown.
See? You got a reason.
Very
this
good.
This better solution. Awesome.
All right.
Thank you, Salvador.
Thank you, man.
Ashy ankles.
Wow.
I love that was the takeaway.
Right.
Yeah. Right. And not the nightgown.
Right.
Not the machete.
Right.
Yeah. Not riding the rails.
Right. But she had some ashy ankles.
Exactly right.
By the way, he's not just nosy. He's professional nosy.
Yeah.
He had all the details.
And he pulled over. He wanted the whole thing.
Yep.
Wow.
And he does not sound like a snitch.
No, he does not. No.
He said, I ain't no snitch.
Exactly.
I'm like, you don't sound like one.
No, of course not. No.
He'd be a great witness.
He would. Yeah.
But he's not a snitch, so he wouldn't be a witness.
That's the thing with those nasty ankles.
He had these big feet.
Right? Probably going to smell like Parmesan. Grilled cheese. What does that smell?
Yeah.
Gag.
Yeah. Wow. If she gave you an option, I can kill you with this machete, or I can...
Or you can lick my ankle.
Or I can give you...
Machete. Machete.
I'll take the machete.
Yes. Yeah.
Even if it's dull.
Right. Because that tastes like
my ashy ankle.
I'm going to say ashy
Jesus.
Ankle.
Right. Jesus.
Oh.
All right. Charlie in Torrington.
Hey, Hey, morning, guys.
Hey.
Morning.
How you doing? My friend and I, Mike and I, we never miss your show. You guys are awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. And thank Mike for us.
Yes, please.
Mike, they said thank you. I was in Puerto Rico.
Mike's busy.
He did. He just hit a little feather for me.
Oh, okay.
Yes, he did. So I was in Puerto Rico, and I was waiting for a red light. And there's these four kids in a little Honda Civic behind me. And as I'm waiting for the red light, they drive around the shoulder, and they take the red light. And there was a huge dump truck coming down the hill.
Oh, no.
And it was like when you step on a pack of ketchup.
Yep.
Oh.
Oh. Just,
really?
Yeah, just a splat.
Oh, ow. Wow.
Yes.
Did they survive?
And, dude. No, it was like a mush of blood and meat and it was like ground beef.
Hey,
it was like ground
Charlie,
beef in a con.
Charlie, yes. Hold on 1 second.
Yeah, don't move.
I was looking at my computer for something,
uh-huh.
And I missed the part of what got squashed.
It was a Honda Civic with people inside doing around him, and they got into the way of a dump truck and gush.
Yeah,
get your packet.
Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's something the devil won't forget.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yes. Oh, guys, I have one idea. Remember that music you were playing earlier, the Everybody Dance Now thing?
Yes. Yeah.
You should put it with the Get Up and Move It. And then put it in.
Get up and move now.
Nice.
Nice collaboration.
Thank you. Awesome. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, man.
Thank you. I'm hungry now for a meatball grinder.
Ketchup package.
Right, yep.
Liquid guts.
Yep. Liquid meat and guts. It's like chopped meat. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow. That's
and cool. They passed him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
Everybody's like, I wish I filled my windshield washers.
See? This is why I don't pass folks on the right.
You know what's funny? From my perspective... is we're coming into this break. It's a good sized break. So I'm like, I need some sound back up. So I'm in my computer.
Right.
We start the phone call with him.
Yep.
He's talking. I hear dump truck.
Right.
I hear pass.
Right.
And then I look up and I see everyone's face. All the different faces are all like, ugh.
Like the shock look.
Yeah. I missed something. Yeah.
Like deer caught in headlights.
Yeah. I did hear ketchup package squish.
Right. Yeah.
And I look around and everyone's like, ugh. And I'm like, I don't think they're talking about a raccoon.
No.
Right.
No.
Yeah.
Nope.
And then he said meat.
Yeah.
Ketchup package.
Yeah.
Meat.
Gushing meat.
He said. Yeah. There's a visual for you.
Yeah. That's tough.
Yeah.
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 This way don't pass on the right.
Yeah. I bet he blinks. He still sees it.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's awful.
That's how it doesn't leave you.
No.
Right.
See?
But then right at the end of the call, he's like, hey, you know that thing?
You want to pump that
shut
song
up?
Right? Meat ketchup package.
Don't pass on me right now.
Pump that up.
There go my intestines.
There go my intestines.
Get my ketchup package.
Every now and then the real Ruth slips out.
Right.
The Halloween Ruth.
Right. Evil Ruth.
Oh.
Jennifer and Shelton.
Good morning, boys. How you doing?
Morning.
Good.
And hi, Ruth.
Hi.
So, hi, Ruth.
I was in about 2003. I was getting on Route 8 over by Holly Lane and the Stratford Trumbull area.
Okay, yeah.
And as I'm getting onto the ramp, coming into the ramp, going to merge, there's three or four cars lined up about to drag race.
Ooh.
And the people that were coming on the highway behind them didn't know they were stopped.
Yeah.
And it was horrible. So they started to take off as the drivers were pulling up behind them, all slamming on their brakes, crashed into each other. I slammed on my brakes, and somehow I was able to literally fishtail through the accident,
wow,
get through the other side.
Jeez.
And then get out. I think I had a prepaid cell phone at the time because, you know, back in the day.
Right.
And I had to call 911, and I waited for the cops. It was horrible. Horrible. Thankfully, nobody was seriously hurt, but it was just like, really?
How many cars?
Stunt girl.
Yeah.
There was at least two or three cars part of the race, we'll call it, and then there were at least five vehicles involved in an accident, including one of my coworkers who was following me because we were meeting up for a drink afterwards.
Right, which you could use after that.
Yeah,
we needed several, trust me. But
yes.
That one's one of the ones, unfortunately, that I've experienced in Connecticut highways, but that was the one I could pick up that was the best. So.
The adrenaline must have slowed everything down, and then you're fishtailing through this thing. You're thinking any second now. You get through, you're like,
I was driving my grandfather's Ford Taurus wagon. If I had had my little car, I don't think I would be here.
Taurus wagon. Probably the vehicle that is not slalom related.
There's nothing that's... Yeah, exactly. That was the last station wagon.
Yeah.
The Ford Taurus station wagon.
Right. Yeah.
And you almost killed it.
Yeah, almost killed it.
Wow.
Wow. Well, good job.
Thank you guys for letting me share. And I love the show. I listen every single day. So rock on.
Thank you. We love you. Yes. Thank you.
Nah. Nah, driving up for Taurus! That's right. What's worse, almost like wiping out or wiping out in a Ford Taurus?
Right.
And now you have to answer the question, were you driving the Ford Taurus?
No.
Yes.
Yeah. Maybe someone stole it!
Mark and Derby.
Grandpa station wagon!
Oh, we're not done here.
God, I'm so embarrassed to change my underwear!
Mark and Derby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, yesterday I was traveling up Route 8 heading to Massachusetts around 2 or so in the afternoon, and I saw that southbound accident where a guy was killed, and we saw the body laying in the road with the white sheet.
The white sheet, yeah.
And his car was not only facing the wrong direction on the side of the road, but it looked
Out of respect for the family, I want to pass on this one.
Yeah.
We'll put you in the running.
That's a fresh story.
Horribly sad, and they're very much in pain right now.
Yeah.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
This topic has taken kind of a dark turn. Can we keep it off of accidents? We're looking for the something you saw while driving that you'll never forget that was not a horrible accident.
Right. One time I was driving down the road and I saw this tire.
I saw this woman who was riding the rails.
Right.
Yes.
And she got into an accident. She gets out of the car wearing a white nightgown, holding a machete, and had chafy ankles.
She had ankles!
Alan Monroe.
No, it's Al Monroe.
Hey, Al Monroe. How you doing?
AM. Yeah, guys. Yeah, I'm the guy with the freaks. Anyways.
Okay.
What do you mean?
Quite a while ago. Alcohol-related incident, of course. Driving down the road, and we had a truck with the door with a truck door. Picked up a hitchhiker, just bought a pack of beer, went around the corner. The guy fell out of the truck.
Oops.
Turning on 34. Beer broke. That went out with him. He wouldn't get back in the truck with us. So we just went back to work.
Right.
Had to lighten it up after. There was a lot of doom and gloom on
that. Yeah,
I know. That's
that.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's okay.
This one wasn't that bad.
Yeah.
So he fell out of the truck.
Nothing about ketchup packets.
Right, nothing like that. No chopped meat, yeah.
Didn't get back into the truck. Now.
Friday morning.
He took all the beer now!
He didn't get back in.
Al.
I don't need your commentary. Thank you, Al.
Thank you, sir.
We don't need your commentary.
Wish you would stop talking. I have no voice left.
Al in the shed.
Thank God for speakerphone.
Right.
Anyway, long time listener, first time caller.
Right.
Yeah. Thank you.
This is back to the alcohol. This is good. Funny, I guess.
Okay.
I'll never do it again.
Bye.
We were headed to Misquamic, and I had my Virago, 1000 Virago. My buddy had his Ford LTD.
Yeah.
We're driving down to Misquamic, and he's got all the beer and on ice in the back seat of the car. And my buddy's back there, so I just went up towards this car, and I said, yo, give me a beer. I must have drank over a six-pack all the way till we got to Misquamic when I was riding the motorcycle.
Wow.
Back and forth from the car. I give him my empty can, they give me a full one.
Right.
That's awesome.
This is basically how this all started.
Right,
yeah.
But it was in Detroit, and two cars driving down the road pouring each other drinks.
Right. Yep.
Al's an alcoholic!
And
nobody
got hurt.
Nice.
I've never seen that before, man.
Damn.
All right, Al.
Babe.
Have a good day.
You too.
Anyway, I wrote.
All right. It's that time of week.
Yay.
Yes, yep. I'm ready for it.
Yay. Boss Keats, he looks top ready. Five.
I'm excited.
Yay.
So today's a little different. So I'm not really mad. I'm just envious.
Okay.
Jazz and AJ, Boss Keats, top five.
And it's not a great quality to have. It would be great if I was a person that wasn't bothered by anything, but I'm not.
Okay.
So, and I'm a fan of material things. And when you have something awesome that I don't, I'm jealous. And here's today's top five.
Nice. Okay.
It is the top five things that I'm jealous that you own.
If you have any of these things, call it and tell Keith what it's like to have it. He wants to know.
And these aren't fancy things like boats. So you'll okay. see. All right, number five, the Blackstone Grill. This thing, it's like my white whale. And they're like $400. And as we've discussed in the past, I just don't have a rogue $400 laying right. around. So our company holiday party, they raffled one off. I don't know if you remember. They raffled one off. Of course, I didn't win because that company party is rigged. And I never win. I've never won. Not one time. AJ's won like seven things.
By the way, you did win. Yeah. That wouldn't look good.
People yeah. would be mad. That's yeah. why it's and rigged.
I won one thing.
A TV that you don't even use.
I've been using it.
Does he use it now? It sat here for 5 years.
Not here. That was a different TV. That was a TV that we got that. No.
It just got a lot of TVs.
He's won two more since then.
Well, we had a raffle of some TVs that were being used here in the building. And,
now, and you won it.
Right, and I won it, and that's when with TV from one of the other offices here.
This one fell off a truck.
No, it's being used by the video company we have here because theirs broke.
So do you have a TV that you won at a Christmas party?
Yes.
Okay.
At home.
There you go.
At home. That
okay, but the other TV they took.
Right, that one they took. Yeah.
You let it sit here too long, and they said, we can use this.
No, but when I won it.
This was, is AJ
when
and
I,
me.
When I won it, the guy's like, oh, my R's broken. Can we use it for a while? I'm like, sure.
Yeah, I got it. Thank you.
And I've never gotten it back. And I've never gotten it back since. Yeah.
Well, anyway.
That was 2 years ago, by the way.
Yeah. So a bunch of my friends have this Blackstone. If you've ever eaten anything on it, it's amazing. The bacon's the best. The cheesesteaks are perfect. Mm. The burgers are great. So if you have a Blackstone, I can tell you right now, your summer is better than mine.
Okay.
And that is number five, the Blackstone Grill. Number four, an 85-inch television. My friend has an 85-inch television in his living room, and it is the kind of television that basically says to any guest, my viewing experience is better than yours. Why don't you go home and watch, like, Landman on your 13-inch tube TV, you sad loser. You walk into that room, and it's like you're in an IMAX movie. It's totally unbelievable. 85 inches or above is just a tremendous experience. It's like you're in the show, right? Yeah. So there's this new show, Friends and Neighbors, where Jon Hamm does that Olivia Munn, and it's like you're Jon Hamm when you watch it on the TV. It feels like you're in it. It's almost like virtual reality. Yeah. It's amazing.
You want to fix their ass? Put on Dr. Pepper Popper. Imagine that 85. Right, that'll fix their ass.
That show's gross anyway.
Thank you.
Number three, snowblower. Obviously not this time of year, but in general. So I pay, I don't know, $7,000 every time it snows 3 inches or more. If you have a plow, it's not like the old days where it was like $40 and they come and plow it. It's it's tiered and there's like surge pricing. So if it's 1 to 3 inches, it's like $600.
And
if it's
who's three, going out there to measure?
Yeah. Right. It all seems like lies. They never show up at the right time. And my driveway isn't big, but like goddamn scenic landscaping comes and there's another $300. Every time that truck comes, I'm just getting a bill.
The guy that does every manly commercial.
Right, I don't have anything.
None of these power
chainsaws,
tools.
Yeah. Right. Like that. Be a cop. Buy a chainsaw.
I'm also the voice of the Mets. I do all our Mets commercials here, too, and I hate the goddamn Mets.
Oh.
And I don't know any of their names.
That's right. Keith's a big Dodgers guy.
Right. Shut up.
Right.
So if I had a snowblower, I'd be out there. I'd just take care of it. But there's nowhere to store it, and I'll cut off my hand, all that.
That will definitely happen.
Right.
Yeah.
And you gotta
don't do it.
You gotta pull it. You gotta.
It's
what do you
thing.
Do?
Yeah.
Some have automatic starters on them.
Oh yeah, that's what
mine,
I should have.
Mine has automatic starter on it.
No, you
and you're out
this.
There snow blowing?
Yeah.
Yep.
Number
in May.
Two.
Did you see how deflated he got? It's like even AJ.
Right, AJ is even better.
Right.
Number two, laundry upstairs. That's a real I've made it move. If your washer and dryer is upstairs in your house, my washer and dryer is in my like basement dungeon. So it's like old books, kitty litter, stuff I can't sell on
Facebook.
So you're
doing three floors.
Yeah, and I'm walking all the way upstairs. I have to go upstairs. The socks fall out of the basket. I'm tripping over stuff. You don't know how good you have it until you can take your boxer boxers out of the dryer, walk 5 steps, and immediately put them away. That upstairs washing machine is a game changer.
Uh-oh, I have one that I have the second floor.
Yours is where your bedroom is?
It's in your bedroom.
Well, you sleep in a futon
it's
in the street.
Upstairs? Or... It's on the second floor.
He's got a better system than I do.
Yeah.
Chess doesn't believe you. Chess face just this is not true.
Just off the kitchen.
That's the main level. That's right. Not the second
there's
floor.
There's a basement, there's a second floor, and then there's the other floor, yeah.
The basement is not the first floor.
Okay.
This is news to you.
Yeah.
The basement is the basement.
Right.
So then your main level.
Okay, so yeah, my main level.
Your washer and dryer is on the main level.
Main level, not in the basement.
Your bedrooms are on the second floor. You have a two-story house.
I get dressed downstairs.
In the basement?
In the basement? No. In the dark? You go down and you just got a cameo.
He sleeps using elevators?
He doesn't sleep on the top floor. You sleep on the floor.
The main floor.
The futon on the upstairs floor.
So you do go all the way upstairs?
Yeah, for that.
Which one's upstairs, according to you?
God.
The second floor's upstairs.
But what's the second floor?
That's bedrooms and things like that.
And the first floor is your basement.
To get the basement.
God, I need a map.
Then you got the main little area. But
I think Michael Anthony Hall had it right.
Yeah. Anthony Michael Hall, go chew on it.
So
the wet end.
But AJ's not what I'm talking about.
Well, no.
I'm talking about the floor where your bedrooms are is where your washer and dryer is.
Yes.
That's what I mean. Whatever you have going on is confusing on a number of levels. It's confusing. But yes, that's not what I'm talking about.
Right.
Does
all
everybody
levels.
Else
main levels
follow
and basement
me?
Levels.
Yeah. Right.
We follow you.
Yep.
Okay. And number one.
You got to shake that one off.
Yeah.
What
the
heck is working?
Blood pressure.
Woo. The rowing Peloton.
What was that?
Yeah, right. I know. Now, I'm not sure if this is real, but according to what I've read with the rowing Peloton, you can row, quote unquote, row in any river in the world. So the TV screen that you like look at while you row can be whatever, the Mississippi River. It can be anything, which is amazing because I need the entertainment. I can't just sit there and row, and I got to work on this upper body. It's a disaster. I take the shirt off. It's so much words that I can't say in the air, but bouncing around.
Movement.
It's not great. So if I had a Peloton rowing machine, which costs $2,500, and I can row like I'm in the Amazon or whatever, that would be the best.
No way. That ends up in your basement with the books and the stuff you
no
can't
way.
Sell. There's
I,
no way.
Nope. I put it in the family room, which is on the first floor, because there is a basement.
Right.
So I put it in the family room, and then I'm just doing it. Like, instead of just sitting there, I'm just rowing my face off, like, through other famous rivers that I can't think of right now.
Yeah.
Give me one.
There is a Connecticut River.
I'm on that Connecticut River, going through Glastonbury or whatever.
The Ganges, yeah.
Right, so like how cool, no, none of you have a rowing Peloton, right?
No.
Right. If anybody would, it'd be AJ, it seems
like. Yeah. Right. What floor is it on?
Yeah, what floor is it on?
It's on his roof, which he actually calls his fifth floor.
Right.
So that's it. Those are the 5 things I'm envious of.
Okay.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains June 13th through the 23rd. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.